This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
So it's day four and I'm back down the guest village, and there's so many local suppliers around here and it's nice to try and get around and talk to as many as possible. And now I'm stood here with Bob from Goddard's. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So obviously Goddard's has been around for a long time on the island, and it's so lovely to see that you're here supplying to people that aren't even from the island. Now, how do you find the festival turnout?
I think it's a brilliant event. We come every year, I'm afraid. I have people who come up every year and say, oh, you're here again. And I even bring beer for certain people. So I know that a group would come every year, I bring them Fuggledy Dum. There's another group would come and I bring them Gore Abbey. And they're like, oh, you brought it for me again. So they're really pleased. It's a really nice sort of personal touch.
Nice. Well, I see, obviously, there's a lot of people out there with many of your drinks in their hand. What has been the most popular of your drinks over this weekend?
No, it's been Planet Lager. It's been pretty hot, as you're probably aware, and it's our biggest seller anyway, really, so that's gone really well.
But see, it's been, I've seen you've had that for quite a little while now going. It seems to be growing more success as it goes along.
It's about 7 years old, I think. It's in a number of pubs on the Isle of Wight. It's growing all the time. And now we've been bought, the production will probably be upscale now, which helps.
Yeah, and that brings me to another part. Obviously, it's been quite a year, to be honest, I think, in development of all the stuff that's gone on. And you're now, obviously, in collaboration, or should I say owned by? Or
We're owned by Powder Monkey. So Powder Monkey is a brewery in Gosport. They bought us in sort of mid-January this year, so we're 6 months in, roughly. They've now got about seven breweries in the UK and Australia.
Wow.
So they're growing by acquisition quite quickly. And the plan is to grow the group. They bought a large brewery up in Durham called Castle Eden, and that does a lot of contract brewing. So if we want to increase production of something like Planet, we can send it up there, and they'll send down the smaller brews to us to do down here. And it gives us a bit more flexibility down here to do brews for, say, the Botanical Gardens, for Core Abbey. We just made them a new beer coming out next week.
Oh, really?
Nice. A honey beer called Apiary Ale.
Oh, really?
It's slightly weird, but it's all about bees. Yeah. We've got some botanical beer we're brewing for the Botanical Gardens in the next couple of weeks, and that's quite good. We've got the space to do that now.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's given you the opportunity to be a little bit more creative and actually kind of make some new moves?
There's some new moves. It's also made it easier to actually plan for summer. Summer's always tricky. We never have enough stock. We always run out of stock. You're always chasing your tail. So you tend to brew in the winter months to build up stock for the summer months. If you have some downtime in the winter months, you've got a problem in the summer months.
Yeah,
it's constant
yeah.
Battle.
It swings.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So obviously with the island, obviously it's nice to see that you are obviously everywhere, nearly every pub around the island. You know, it's not, well, most, you give me that look like not every pub.
We would like to be, but we're not that fortunate. We're in a good number of pubs. You've got some very loyal customers who come back week after week. We've got some very loyal customers on the mainland too. We do a national contract, Wetherspoons, every winter. I put it in winter, so it's when we're quieter. So we get a lot of sort of contracts around the island, around the mainland. We even do some national distribution with Waitrose and people. So it's growing all the time.
That's great. So as the weekend's gone by, have you met any celebrities in this area this weekend?
I always have a habit of bumping into someone, usually bumping into them, to be honest. So I was talking to a man at the bar, I didn't know who he was. He was the lead singer of Supergrass. I'm like, oh, okay. And there's a lady sat in front of me, and they're like, oh, she's Irish. I'm like, no, she's Scottish. And I said, oh, she's Amy McDonald or something. And all these people, oh. I don't know who they are, they stand right next to me, I chatter away, I'm like, who are you?
Yeah, but I think that's the thing. Well, obviously, they're so used to being recognised by people. It's nice just for them to be a normal person that's maybe not recognised at times, especially for the person that's serving them drinks.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very nice because you have a really nice conversation with them. And we really just, we're just a pleasant and normal.
Yeah.
And if you like them immensely, you give them free drinks. And if you don't, then you charge them. No, it's all about, the whole village here is all about engendering a spirit of like Isle of Wight, everyone's friendly. We've got some great local suppliers in the food area. A lot of sort of samples being given out promoting Isle of Wight products. It's just a really nice event. It's always got a really nice feel back here.
Yeah, no, it does. I must admit, I've been down here a few times over the last few years. And today, this weekend in itself, you know, it looks even more amazing. There's a lot more going on. And again, it is lovely that you see they are showcasing the Isle of Wight food and drink
very
side
nice
of things.
To John and Caroline, who I think it's a bit of a passion project for them. They're very supportive of the Isle of Wight business. They give us the opportunity to come here. Really, we love coming. All the suppliers love coming, and they're kind enough to let us come year after year. So it's a lovely thing for everyone, really.
To show many reasons why this island is so great, yeah?
Very much so, yeah, very much so.
Nice. Well, I assume you'll most probably be back here next year.
We would hope so. If we're invited, I assume we might be, you know. But yeah, it's a really nice event to do year after year. I tend to do it myself year after year just because I quite like doing it. It's a long
Why
week.
Not?
It's a long weekend, if I'm honest. So it's 4 days on your feet and whatever, but it's just a really nice place to be.
So you having a day off tomorrow?
No, I don't have a day off, I'm afraid. That doesn't really come in mind. I was doing 85 hours a week. I'm down to 55 now, which is quite pleasant. So it's feels like part-time, man.
Got you. So it's all going to be about racking, packing and stacking.
Right, it's Monday morning and Monday morning. Doesn't matter where you are. You go in, there's always a problem. There's always something going on. And then you've got various things to do for the week and various things to plan and deliveries and there's equipment to bring back from here and it goes on and on and on. You know, Mondays aren't a great day, if I'm honest.
I think there's a song about that. I don't know if...
Yeah, I don't like Mondays. But it's very much everything's piled up over the weekend. If the front of house or the F&B manager's got a problem, if the kitchen's got a problem, it's literally on your desk Monday morning.
Yeah. Oh. One of the things I've asked everyone I've spoke to so far is, have you managed to see any acts this weekend?
I have. I've seen a bit of Paul Heaton, who was great. I actually knew some words, a lot greater words. I saw a bit of Amy McDonald, I can't remember her name, but she was great. I saw a little bit of Ollie Murs because my son's girlfriend wanted to go and watch him, and that was a bit of fun. But I don't really get out much, so I don't really get away from the bar much. So I go and see the old thing, but...
Well, I did spot there's a TV right by the side as well, which does help, I suppose.
I literally walked 10 feet and it's, oh, here we go, I'll watch that. That's very convenient. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, no, thank you really very much for your time. It's been really good to chat to you. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend and we'll catch up in the near future.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.